The recent mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio have intensified calls for something to be done by federal lawmakers when it comes to guns. The options include universal background checks of gun purchasers and banning semi-automatic weapons. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said the Senate will take up the issue next month, and President Trump has indicated his support for some type of change. But what could be considered significant gun-related reform has not taken place since the Clinton administration in the 1990s. Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Mark Kelly has been heavily involved in the discussion on guns for nearly a decade. He's with us for a few minutes to talk about that and other items as well. Mark, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me on.
So let's start off with that issue. The Senate's going to take it up next month. Let's think about, what do you think is sensible gun reform and what do you think is actually possible?
Well, as a gun owner and a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, I think it's important that we have background checks for all gun sales. Most gun sales, or a lot of them, are done with a background check. You know, why is it? Why do we make it so easy for somebody to go to a gun show and they could be a convicted felon, you know, right out of prison? I mean, that makes no sense. You know, stronger domestic violence legislation, red flag laws. I mean, these are things that Arizonans support, in some cases up to 90% for something like background checks. So they're common sense solutions that save people's lives. We clearly should have been here, you know, decades ago.
Do you get the sense that the politics on this has changed enough to let the Senate go along with some of the stuff the House has done and actually pass some of these provisions?
Yeah, I mean, but the big question is, Mitch McConnell going to allow a debate and a vote on, say, a background check bill or a red flag law or something like that? I mean, it's not clear right now. The House of Representatives, though, passed H.R. 8, which is a universal background check bill. I believe that bill should get a debate in the Senate and a vote.
You've been trying this for a long time. As Mark mentioned, has the politics changed at all when it comes to this? So This really has been a partisan issue for a long time. What have you run up against when you've tried to do some reform? Because what you're saying, as a gun owner, you're not someone who's going to take people's guns away, but you want to see some changes.
Yeah, I think the big thing we run into is the gun lobby money that gets spent on political campaigns, that gets donated to campaign accounts of some members of Congress, and that money has influence. And that's, you know, across the board, you know, corporate money in politics makes it so much harder to solve any of these issues. And that's why when I announced I was running for the United States Senate in February, I made it very clear I'm not taking corporate PAC money. It's pretty unusual to make that commitment. But it's important. And it'll allow me to go to Washington, D.C. if I'm elected and work, you know, for the, you know, for the folks in Arizona in a, you know, independent way, independent from corporations, independent from political parties.
You mentioned red flag laws. That's something that Governor Ducey has introduced, something similar to that here in Arizona. There's obviously, as you know, concern that that is a way to take people's guns away, in some ways against their will. Sometimes it's needed, and critics say, and sometimes when it's not needed. How do you try to craft that kind of legislation to make sure that in the case of somebody who really shouldn't have a gun, a family member or somebody else can raise the red flag, but that it's not being done by somebody who's trying to get back at somebody or, you know, a family member who just doesn't like guns, for example?
Yeah, that's certainly a concern, right? And, in the states that have passed red flag laws or what we in some places are called extreme risk protection orders, you know, they vary from state to state. But what's clear is in the states that don't have that policy in place, it could take up to a year to get somebody adjudicated as mentally ill. And you know, we don't want to, you know, point the finger of folks that are mentally ill because, you know, they don't tend to, you know, commit crimes, violent crimes at a higher rate than somebody who is not. But having said that, you often see, you know, mass shootings, you know, like what happened to Gabby in 2011 in Tucson with, you know, her and her constituents. Person was clearly mentally ill. And if there was a red flag law, maybe something could have been done. And you also would need stronger background checks to make sure that that person couldn't go and buy a gun without getting a background check. And then you need the system to work, right? You need the records in the system and that to be reliable. But you have to be able to figure out how do you pass this legislation and respect the rights of responsible gun owners at the same time. And it's been done and it's been shown that in states that have these laws, we are protecting people and families from gun violence.
Mark, just a couple of minutes left. So Senator Lindsey Graham is pushing for another repeal effort in 2020 when it comes to Obamacare and health care reform. What's your take on what needs to be done? How much needs to be protected?
Well, we don't need to do that. That's clear. I mean, you know, in Arizona, 400,000 additional Arizonans, you know, our, you know, friends, family members in some cases, people in our community got health care because of that. If that was repealed, 400,000 Arizonans would lose their health care coverage. At the same time, there's up to 2 to 3 million Arizonans that have pre-existing conditions. I have one. I mean, it's a pretty common thing. And those individuals could potentially lose their health care coverage. This is something that Senator McSally has voted for when she was in the House of Representatives to, you know, repeal these, you know, these safeguards, you know, that help our community have good and decent health care coverage. Same thing if you're under the age of 26, you get your health care from your, you know, from your parents, maybe from their health care plan at work, you would lose your health care. So I think it's the wrong direction.
Is there a middle ground between, say, repealing the Affordable Care Act and going what some say is the extreme opposite direction, in like a Medicare for all kind of thing, which a number of Democratic presidential candidates have been advocating for? Is there a way, do you think, and maybe the will, to take what's with the ACA not working and make it better?
Absolutely. And we should improve on it. I am not in favor of Medicare for all. I think we should consider allowing individuals at a certain age to buy into Medicare, maybe at the age of 55. They would pay. What that would do is it would also remove those individuals that are over 55 from the market. It would drive down prices for people who are under the age of 55. That would be a good thing. We also need to work on lowering the price of prescription drugs. I mean, why can't the federal government negotiate down the price of prescription medication for people who are on Medicare? I mean, that seems like an obvious thing to do. I've heard from seniors as I travel around the state. In some cases, the price of their medication has gone up 300% in a year with no explanation and no way to pay for it. Congress has failed the American people on this issue, and it is really a disappointing thing to see.
And that is Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Mark Kelly. Mark, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.